Are you guys ready for babes?
What the fuck's going on down there?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WTF TFW, our first recorded episode in a world where Duke Nukem Forever exists as a purchasable video game. Are you guys ready for babes?
Hail to the king, baby.
Long silence. Hi, everybody. This is Vangelis, and I was trying to
think of a Duke Nukem quote that would actually make it to air.
There's plenty of them. I'm going to leave that alone now. I have to say something, because it is a monumental milestone for human history that we've passed.
And hopefully no one looks back.
Never again. I am joined by Aaron.
Yeah, you are. Eventually.
Somewhere in this little thing we're doing here. Aaron, BotCon's over. We're back home.
Thank God.
I'm still sick.
Really? Am I the only one that didn't get the con SARS?
I think so. You and the Europeans all skipped it.
I think Jared was fine. I think Empire and Crasis got a little bit of it.
Crasis sounded like he got a hell of a lot of it. Like, he was on Twitter, he was going like, I think I'm dying. And I was like, wow.
Okay, so Crasis got a lot of it. I don't know. I had a little bit of bleh in there, but that was also jet laggy and staying up way late and getting up kind of early, but the body's telling me that, hey, you've got to get more sleep, and I'm like, no! I won't.
I don't need more sleep.
Just have Nicole bring me some Mountain Dew. I'll be good.
Yeah.
Since nobody within a decent walking distance of the convention center actually sold Mountain Dew.
What, they didn't have any at Gelson's?
No, they had Diet Mountain Dew. They did not have Mountain Dew.
That's useful.
What?
You had to walk all the way to Target to buy a almost $2 20-ounce Mountain Dew by the time you add in California sales tax and their, like, bottle deposit.
Oh. That sucks. Glad I was a Coke Zero boy then. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Also here with us today, who has nothing SARS-wise from BotCon, would be Omegas Prime.
Oh, but I might catch up if this anime con is like any other year. I'm sure I'll bring home a virus or two.
Excellent. Tell us all about it when you come back. I want to hear tales of woe and suffering that make me grow younger. Sadly,
brand new what we got segment.
What viruses do we catch this week? We don't have Lupus with us today. I believe that he is stuck with work duties and whatnot. I think that he also... No, he was sick, because he was yelling at me on Twitter about how I made him sick. So he got sick at
So I'm invincible? Unbreakable?
Damn your white blood cells, Aaron. Damn them. Also,
was that racist?
No.
I'm not sure. No? Okay.
Unless medicine's racist. Am I right?
I don't know what that means.
Just go with it.
Also, a little throwback to one of the prototype WTF at TFWs. I currently have in my hands the crystal version of the classic two-pack Classics Optimus with the stupid spinning torso gimmick, and in the pre-proto episode I was on, I spent a good 5 minutes spinning this gimmick around and talking about how much I liked it in an attempt at a comedy bit. True story. So I'm spinning my Optimus torso again. I forgot how much I love this toy. And by love, I mean something else.
Now we know why it was just a proto episode.
That wasn't all my fault.
Aww.
Come on, spin Optimus. Yeah! Optimus Prime Cyclone Punch! Anyway, another little bit of bad news from my end, and to lead us in with an opening topic. For all the Canadians listening, I'm sure you already know about this. So this is just to inform the Americans that we hate your lovely postal system, and one day we're going to take it from you. Canada Post, which I've talked about many times as being a combination of unpredictable, slow when in tandem with Canada Customs, and highly expensive, is now also entirely frozen because, you know, the best way to win the public to your side is to mess with their mail system. So apparently Canada Post's way of now dealing with the strike is to lock out all its workers because, of course, you know, you got to make sure that the union leaders and the managers of the place that they're striking against get to beat their dicks against each other in a massive test of strength until the government hopefully says something. But as it is now, FunPub has said that to skip all of this malarkey and hopefully avoid any trouble when the system does start working again, they are freezing all shipments of Ramjet, Cheetor, and anything else to Canada until our postal system is actually running again. So that's very unfortunate, as they apparently also just started to ship the Ramjet, Cheetor combined shipments. That meaning that they've also finished pretty much most of their Ramjet single and Cheetor single shipments. So, in particular, those who were hoping to bring some to TFCon, for example, are now panicking, as that was a great way to save on shipping costs for group buys, and that may not be an option anymore. What's it like having a postal system that doesn't do this, guys?
Cool.
What's it like having a postal system where you can send packages for $5 within your own country?
Neato, until you take into account that you're also subsidizing it with your own taxes.
I suppose there's that.
Yeah, if the infrastructure of it wasn't forked, yeah, I'd tend to say, yeah, it's cool.
I still hate you guys.
Yeah.
What a happy lead-in.
Don't say we're not trying. I mean...
No, you're trying.
And, you know, very trying.
Thank you very much for understanding my situation.
See, the nice thing would be is if you could say, like, you know, I'm going to be going to TFCon, if you could say, hey, I have a reshipper or something available. Here's my information. Can you instead ship it along with Aaron's package to Aaron's house? And
what you mean contacting FunPub and getting him to change the shipping information on an existing order?
Yeah. Good luck. Right.
Nuts.
You can do that right after you, you scale K2 and Everest in the same season.
Yeah, man. Don't shoot for the stars here. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, how about making a line without a wristband, huh?
I still have wristband in my wallet. No, it's never too soon.
they let you keep it?
They were not going to let me keep it, but I got a real bro at the front of the line who's like, well, you can't rewear it. And I was like, it's okay, because you snipped it in half already.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, you can keep it. I was like, good. I still have my mark of shame. By that, I mean nobility. Anyway, speaking of BotCon, let's do what we did last week, because, you know, we still got a BotCon haul chilling out in our midst here, and let's just do what we got this week up front. I'm not planning to do this every week, but with BotCon hauls, I always feel like doing it just so that we don't have a looming threat on the horizon, throughout the podcast. So, let's talk about Transformers stuff we got, and Aaron, let's begin with your BotCon haul. Omegas, we'll get to your BotCon haul afterwards.
Alrighty.
Okay, so for BotCon, I kind of got to rearrange my list here. Do we want to do just BotCon Transformers only or BotCon everything? Because I did get a little bit of non-Transformer stuff in there. At the same time.
I want to start with just Transformers. Okay. We can open up with if you have any remaining capsulized thoughts on the convention toys.
Not really. We talked about them on our BotCon shows a little bit. And then also, I mean, you guys covered that in what I've gotten to listen to so far of 151. Unfortunately, due to a whole bunch of trips and the like since BotCon and around BotCon, all that stuff's still in shopping bags that are littered around the room here.
Yeah, my stuff's all in a big plastic bin, and I haven't had time to look at most any of it yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, I checked all my toys at BotCon. They all mostly looked good. What didn't look good, I got replaced.
What did you need to get replaced again?
I had Sideswipe had space herpes on his face.
That's no good.
Where that face mold on, like, right on the lip, the silver paint, I think on just about all of them had a little, like, odd shadow on it.
Yeah.
But mine was a very large shadow, and then a couple others around the mouth.
That's
so
not good, yeah, I have a little bit of a funny thing on the eyebrow of mine, but I was like, I'm just going to count my blessings that that's the only blemish.
Yeah, it's that silver paint apparently on that head mold would fisheye, I believe is what that paint term is, a little bit. But I had like three of them around the mouth, and it was very glaring. And then I also had an issue with drag strip, where her legs in alt mode would not hold together.
Oh.
So she had a big gap in the front of the car, and no matter what fiddling I tried to do, it would not go together. So I just went and said, hey, I got this issue, and the guy looked at me like I was funny. I'm like, yeah, I've never seen it on this mold either. You take a look at it. And he sat there and he fiddled and he kind of pushed it and then really kind of pushed it and then like gave it the tongue out the corner of the mouth trying to push it. He's like, yeah, that's not going together. Here's a new one. Is that one okay? Looked it all over. Yeah, that's good. All right. Take care.
That's the nice thing about having people who know Transformers working that part of the line.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, you know, it's not like just walking up and they're like, oh, no, it looks fine. It's like they'll know, you know, like, all right, yeah. Here, I'll give it a try. Oh, hey, this isn't working at all.
Yeah. And that is one of the great things that I will always talk well about, even though I'll often bust out a soapbox as to how FunPub does some things. That is an awesome service that they do there and then. Check everything out. They know that you're paying $20, $30, $40 a toy for these. If they have QC issues, let them know and they will get it fixed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've always told people, like, that's why I said in the BotCon prep, you know, check your toys at the show, because to get them exchanged is no effort at all. And it is definitely one of the best things they do at those shows. I keep thinking, man, are we being too harsh on them this year? But I'm like, no, we're throwing out the compliments where they exist, and we're throwing out the crits where they exist.
I think that we have been fair with our discussions, because anytime that we've said things, I have seen on other forums or on other podcasts or any other people talking about the show, I've heard similar things. So it's not like we're just standing out being rabble rousers. They have line issues and we know this, and
I don't think anyone would
whole soapbox that we've gotten on before. But so what we got, move on the happy trail.
That's right.
So them always making sure they have extras to replace led to an interesting development this year.
Ooh.
In that they had something that I don't think was well advertised, was the Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah, I heard about it while I was at the show, and I was thinking of running to it, and I was just like, really, the only deal I want to make is on a torso for Shattered Glass Rodimus that has the head still attached. That's all I really want. So I was like, I don't even think I'm going to find that, so I just skipped it.
So I hadn't seen anywhere, and this could completely have been my own failing, of what the heck this Let's Make a Deal was, because it was on the bottom of the order form that you got when you got in your souvenir line. And I didn't even think about it. I was like, Let's Make a Deal Friday. Okay, what's this? Nobody had an answer around me, so I didn't think too much of it. And I went over to talk to Carl, who is a friend, and on Friday, and he was looking kind of haggard, but then again, he's Carl, and you never quite know with that. So I was asking him how he's doing. He's like, oh, no, that Let's Make a Deal thing has been really great. And I'm like, well, what is it? And so it was, you pick three things from these tables, and you give us a number. And if we like that number, it's yours. And so they had a lot of their loose things that they had gathered over the years, either from those item replacements or bags that had ripped open, and so they weren't, air quotes, sealed anymore, or things like that. And so by the time that I had gotten there, unfortunately, they were down to all the 05 basics that were in that box set. And they had a whole bunch of Flax and Landshark. Was he the other one in that wing set? They had like two big tubs full of those.
Oh, Flack.
So I ended up picking up myself a Chromia, the two insects that were in that. It's like Dirge and something or other, I forget. And a Fallback for $20.
That's not bad.
Which was crazy. And so then I was like, well, I went from having, you know, because I wasn't able to make it to the 05 show. I went from having one of the motorcycles from that, from like Lexington's casino night, to now I've got a decent part of this. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that. And so then I later found Ironhide for 65 and Dezaurus for 70. Which both of those are steals, which very well could have come from that Let's Make a Deal and somebody flipping it in the dealer room. But hey, I still got a decent deal on it.
That's pretty awesome, but a little bit sad as well, because it's kind of like, you know, if we didn't need to have even one more quip about the worth of the 05 set.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a lot of that's just the fact that they had all of those sitting in the back and had...
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to... on your web store say, hey, grab bag or, hey, here's a Chromia. But being able to do that clears out their stock. And, yeah, it's still not a great value of it. But then again, they had a ton of flax, and that they supposedly had when they started, they had a Darkseid Megatron
that
was in there. They had a couple of Shattered Glass sets, whole sets of guys that were loose. So had you been there right off the bat, you could have gotten your
Rodimus. I'm really bummed because I would have loved to, number one, I would have loved to grab a Rodimus. Number two, I actually would have loved to grab some more of the Troop Builder sets of past, like even the Virulent Clones. I would have loved to grab a few more of those because I learned how to fix that mold because they built it backwards for that Botcon.
Okay.
But if you fix the Virulent Clones and have a whole bunch of them, I think they look pretty cool. It's just a whole bunch of these bug things in a pretty neat color scheme.
Yeah. But so then other things I picked up in the dealer room, I got myself a Warcry and Flame Blast, the Sun and of the Moon.
How are you liking
of the Moon? I turned them into the giant sword thingies and then realized I didn't have space as I have my city commander posed to put them on his forearms. So they're laying down menacingly in front of him.
I just recently, that being yesterday, finally pulled out my city commander and tried plugging those guys and ejector and rewinder and the backpack onto them.
Mm-hmm.
And they work way better with the backpack as a jetpack, I think.
Yeah.
As swords, though, they actually, because the black clip parts don't clip onto City Commander, they clip onto parts of the Classics mold.
Yeah, they clip on the doors, right?
Yeah, so you can, I took some pictures on Twitter, you can actually just stick them onto a Classics Optimus, and they look awesome on Classics Optimus.
Yeah.
Like, I think they actually look better on him as swords than on City Commander.
So I think what I'm going to end up doing, ultimately, once I get my BotCon stuff up in the display room, is going to be, due to Gerardimus, he had the Moon as like an underslung weapon for one of the auto troopers.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to do something like that to help differentiate the auto troopers. And then I might do something with the Sun some other way. But I like doing different bits for those troop builder guys because, you know, a couple of times that we've gotten individual tech specs for them, they've been individual characters. So. Yeah. I like giving them something to differentiate them other than being, you know, something that's pressed out of a mold. So I think that's where those guys are going to end up going.
And those black clips, like when we were at BotCon, we were saying, oh, it's great, Neil, you're adding 5mm ports to City Commander. This is actually even better. You're adding 5mm ports to Classics Optimus or Magnus or yeah. Nemesis or whatever. And I think it's great because you can add mech tech weapons to them. You can add other weapons to them. And I actually just loved sticking those things on Prime way more than an armored Prime.
Yeah.
But props to perfect effect.
Yeah. Warcry and Flame Blast, I like. I mean, they're the same molds as before.
Yeah.
Just with extra bits. These two seem a little bit looser in construction than the Explorer and Munitioner were.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's just, I don't know if it's their molds weren't as good or what, but it's just slightly looser. And it affects the Jeep, which is he Warcry?
Yes.
It affects Warcry a little bit more.
I'm trying to remember if mine had that issue or not.
In that the back part of the Jeep, there are parts that just kind of fit together with stress, or not stress, but just tension in the plastic holds it all together. And in the process of transforming him, the connector peg bit fell out.
Oh, that did not happen to mine.
So it was just, I put it back up and I squeezed it and I saw, and so I'm going to try and find some way to tighten that up. I'd like to glue it, but I have the strange feeling that that plastic is going to be the plastic that needs out or gets eaten out by super glue. So
I want to say that that's isolated because I haven't heard of that problem before, but any listeners out there, please let me know. Cause I know I didn't have that problem with mine. And I know that my Flame Blast actually felt tighter than my Explorer.
I may have just been on the wrong end of that spectrum.
I'm curious though, like any listeners out there who do have anything to add to this, you know, please let us know.
Yeah. Or a way to fix it.
Oh yeah. Oh, floor polish, actually floor polish. That's safer than super glue.
So then to kind of go with those, there was actually a parts party that had the Decepticon Reverb and Gun Barrel, those unreleased
Those were at a parts party?
Yeah, I think it was $40-$45 for the two of them together.
That's a really good deal considering what I've seen some people asking for the one that looks like Death Cobra.
But, well, see, that was kind of also the reason why I got those, because between Reverb, Gunbarrel, Warcry, and Flame Blast, I also have the other Destructicons, whatever, the other Energon Combiner.
Yeah.
And so with all of those colors, it looks more like a Battle Gaia.
Yeah, definitely.
So I may end up kind of swapping that around just randomly for no real reason other than to play with those toys and then have, like, Munition or Explorer as their own dudes. But it was one of those things after getting Warcry and Flame Blast, it was hard to not get the others at that hella deal.
That's a great deal for them.
Yeah, I picked up a Mega Gun.
Hey!
It's a better than average Target Master.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the recording, but I've been messing with them because I'm preparing to film them tonight after we're done recording. And I was looking at it, I was holding it right next to my Legends Megatron going like, all right, what does this do that this doesn't? And I was like, wait a second, why is it taking me so long to process? The Mega Gun thing has a 5mm port on it, so other toys can use it, whereas Legends Megatron can only be held by a Masterpiece Seeker.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it. That's the formula. That's what makes this thing so cool.
Yeah. And then the only thing I kind of have a twitchy issue with is the Seeker clip.
Yeah.
Thing. You can't just put that on the Seeker wing. You have to have something plugged in.
Oh, okay.
To that port because it fits loosely, but once you plug something on it, it gives it the pressure to hold it together.
I haven't tried.
So without that on there, it just wants to just fall off. But,
bummer.
What else did I pick up? The Kabaya Power Master Prime, or God Ginray.
I was like, I missed that by minutes when I went to Captured Prey. They had a God Bomber kit, but that's all they had.
Okay.
And I was like, do you have the other one? They're like, no. And I was like, damn it. And
I actually got mine at another place, and they had a blue ton of them. Just rubber banded together for sets of three, and then they had the previous one. I think I got that for $20.
That's not bad.
Ish. And now,
let me ask something on that set. Did you have to modify any of the holes or pegs to get anything to fit together? Or
not for God Bomber and Ginrai. Okay, I haven't had the time to put Starscream together yet, but.
I was going to say, because on my God Jinrai, a few of the pegs were a little too finicky or a little too big.
Yeah, that's kind of the issue with the Kabaya in comparison to, like, the Mini-Plaw stuff, is that you don't get nearly the posability, you're not building nearly as much stuff, and it seems like it's, especially with the plastic on the Kabayas, it seems like, okay, well, that's what you get. What do you want?
Yeah.
Where it seemed like, and all of the Mini-Plaw stuff that I've done, like the Gokai stuff that I picked up from one radio personality at the show, that Mini-Plaw stuff's always seemed to have better plastic, better tolerances. But that, again, could be my individual luck here. I'm trying to think what else I got there. I got the hidden laser beak that you were talking about from last week that I thought that you were setting me up.
Yeah,
for.
I didn't know you got it until you brought that up before we recorded. Cause I mean, I wasn't actually really I was just like, well, if I see it, I'll buy it. But yeah. I'm curious if it's still here.
It was cause I was on that first trip to Target and seeing all the Canadians freak out at all the soda flavors and chip flavors and like it was the end of the world. And I can get toasted bean Tostito chips or whatever it was that they were freaking out about. And so then the second time around, I went with a bunch of the 2005 guys when the Prime panel was going on and then was very upset as we were seeing tweets from the Prime panel of, oh my gosh, all the cool people showed up that we didn't think were going to show up. And so everybody was wandering around Transformers and pecking in there looking for stuff and may have convinced a certain someone to buy a Shockwave.
Ooh.
I did it again. I was expecting you have to be around, but I can do it by myself.
I'm proud of you. You've grown up all by all by yourself. And, you didn't need my help.
Aaron's a big boy now.
So, yeah, I can browbeat other people into buying toys too. And, so I was just looking over, just kind of wandering around, and I saw in amongst the Nerf stuff, I saw like the bottom corner of a Dark of the Moon card. Like, oh, somebody's trying to hide something here. And I pulled it out and it was Laserbeak. I'm like, okay.
Cause it was $12 at that Target, right?
Yeah.
I'd want to pay for. Cause it was 13 in a 2-pack at Balkan. And I was like, I could get that at home, but.
Yeah.
$12, I would have actually, I don't know why the $1 makes a difference to me, but I would have been like, ooh, I'll buy that.
Psychological barrier. That's why everything's $9.99, not $10.
That's true.
But, yeah, Laserbeak's weird, kind of Ravage-ish in that it does something else that is, you could maybe call it transforming.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Well, isn't it amazing how it does a better job than Ravage almost, then sort of ruins it by painting that face on the cockpit of the vehicle mode?
Yeah, well, the cockpit of that vehicle mode would need something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe it just needed to have like a cockpit detailing on it and not like the the nose art thing.
Because, I mean, it's cool and all, but it's just somehow, like, given the two shapes of the two alt modes, or the two modes, and then that painted face in the cockpit, it somehow completely shatters any remaining illusion on the alt mode for me.
Yeah.
I still want to pick up the toy, because I like how those wings transform. But yeah.
And that mech tech weapon is actually really cool. When you plug the second, it's one of the few deluxes that actually locks a mech tech, because it's two different things, kind of like Starscream's blade thingies. Well, when you plug those two together, the one that has the action, it actually spins the gun barrel around twice to go from being like a small gun to the big gun.
Ooh.
But as I'm making like slide together motions here that no one can see. But that's it from BotCon, I think, except for I did pick up a Kamen Rider Figuarts Decade.
Let's get to that after we finish some more Transformers stuff.
Okay.
I want to be fair to our to Omegas, who I'm sure has his own BotCon hall to talk about.
Oh, har 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 har.
Har 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 har.
Not playing the Omegas pity party game this year.
Well, I saw you weren't doing that because you're on YouTube. You're like, hey, I'm not a BotCon, so I'm going to review Star Saber, you bunch of pricks.
I'm going to take my ball and bat and go home.
I spent the last 2 weeks getting a BotCon sized haul.
Oh.
I've been ready to compete.
But then you said none of it showed up.
I said that one of the two knockout bunches did not show up.
That's all right.
Because the guy shipped it, you know, just on Monday.
I was going to say, because the guy shipped it from Canada?
not from Canada. Ha.
I'm making fun of myself now. Come on. So what did you get?
Okay, I've joined the Warpath Club.
Hooray!
Congrats.
Wait, is that all of us now? Did Lupus get one?
I think so.
I think that's all of us.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's quickly become my favorite of Classics Universe, any of the lines. It's nice.
How do you like that transformation?
Oh, that is smooth.
Yeah. Making me pick mine up now. and messing with them a bunch, I was, and with those, you know, newer pictures of Presser from iGear coming up, I was sitting there going like, man, like, I really hate the fact that they're doing that, but that's not a bad toy to do that too. But then I think about it and I look at the price of their other, like, you know, crib design things. I'm like, it's going to end up costing something that'll make me go all the way back to not wanting it again.
So, of course.
I hope so anyway.
What temptation. Finally picked a bunch of Dark of the Moon stuff, finally.
Oh, nice.
Got Voyager Megatron.
Cool.
The poncho stays on.
I like them both ways. I think I'm getting the most out of
them.
I like them with, and I like them without. There's just charms both ways.
I just love the way that his shoulder bit pokes through that hole in the poncho. That's love.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. I just like how much character he has with and without it.
Yeah, he's something I've been noticing about a lot of the Dark of the Moon toys, like as a line, is that they are sculpted with really nice stances. Like when they're just standing, their sculpt looks really good, I find, on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. And since someone else was, well, you know, last thing about that toy, just because, you know, it can turn in vehicle mode, which I thought was brilliant.
That's so cool.
I have hope for a Motor Master now. And since someone else was paying for it, I picked up the Voyager Prime as well.
Oh,
how is he?
He's definitively meh.
Yeah, it's the impression awesome. I got. Because I mean, I like that Fire Burst one, but that's what's getting me to buy it. Because it's like my impression of it is it looks like it's a, like is it a good like action figure?
I think one of the things that hampers it so much is that the last Voyager Prime was so good.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for it to step up. And to be fair, it doesn't try to, but it still doesn't, like, even trying to do its own thing, I don't think it pulls it off very, very well. I mean, it's got a lot of bits that are very clunky to it.
And my impression of it was that it's, like, it's entirely okay. Kind of like the new Deluxe Barricade is entirely okay.
Yeah, it kind of, for me, it kind of falls apart in vehicle mode, because it doesn't go together very well. There's a few pieces that have to be forced a little bit, like just kind of half-assed in the design. And you've got this enormous gun that's supposed to be some kind of thruster that fits in the back, but it barely looks like any kind of thruster that you can imagine. And if you leave it off, the rear is just completely hollow.
That's weird. I think that's another thing I'm looking forward to on the Fireburst version, is it looks like it's just going for way more of a fantastical look in the vehicle mode as well as the robot mode. So that kind of, to me, it kind of smooths over some of the kludge.
Yeah. So just go find the original.
Yeah.
go find the one from the last movie. Also got Shockwave.
How do you like Shockwave?
Nice.
Oh my God, he is nice.
He's another
yes,
one.
Yes, he is.
He's another one with such, like, you can just put him in such a nice standing posture. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but a lot of these Dark of the Moon toys just look so good standing and looking at the camera.
Well, the thing I really like about Shockwave is in his alt mode, he looks aggressive, and then when you remove his mech tech stuff, he looks like a race car, almost.
I haven't tried that.
I think the one thing I just got confused with was why can't you plug the big mech tech weapon onto his left arm?
I haven't actually tried that.
Because he's a righty?
I don't know. Why haven't I tried that? That's such an obvious thing to try.
Yeah, no, it's the two arms are completely different as far as the mech tech goes.
I can't do
because,
it. I can't figure out why.
Well, you get the option for the 3mm clip then on his left arm.
Is that the part that's sticking up? I haven't actually looked at it yet, because mine's not near me anymore.
Well, then also, his mech tech weapon only really works on him.
Yeah.
Because it's recessed to go around his arm and integrate into it a lot better. It's probably something that was done for the toy, just because you can make it look better on the toy, and you kind of hamper its interaction with other things, but it looks great here. I think if they made one that would be cross-compatible everywhere, it wouldn't look nearly as good as it does.
Well, there's actually an upside to how his mech tech is designed, is that on his, like, if you plug in his big cannon hand, if you fold in the hand on the other arm, you can plug Whirl, the Human Alliance helicopter, on there in cannon mode really, like, smoothly. And then Shockwave has two huge guns for arms, and it's kind of crazy.
I just like that we finally got a Cybertronian vehicle mode that actually looks very solid as a vehicle.
Do you find the tabs help at all with that?
Somewhat. I mean, it more than anything, it's just because, you know, they just use the shapes that they're given a lot better. Nothing seems cobbled together or connected just for the sake of being connected, like, you know, like the Fallen was.
Yeah.
I'll say the tabs on mine lock it together dead solid. It's the first time that I've seen a Transformer that's had a whole bunch of tabs not gone. Oh no.
I think the tabs also, maybe as a psychological thing, add something, because you don't feel like it's Like, I think it adds something, like, with toys like The Fallen or, like you know, Movie 1 Megatron or something like that. I think it adds to the rickety feel when it feels like the panels are also shifting a bit whenever you touch it. I want to say there's something in that, too.
See, got the two deluxe wreckers that are out so far.
How do you like those? Because I got Roadbuster last week, and I'm on the same page now.
Roadbuster I quite like. Mm-hmm. I mean, his vehicle mode deco really makes the robot mode suffer.
Sadly.
He does look very unpainted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I've seen, apparently, if you screwdriver off a lot of the car panels and you're patient, you can make those gray bits really pop out with just some black and silver. And I've seen some very simple custom jobs done on that, and it's like...
With only 2.5 hours worth of work, you can make it look all right.
By merely becoming a master painter, you too can make your... that's not where I was going with that.
It only takes an extra $25 worth of materials, and that's without the waste, because you're an amateur. he's okay. He's all right, though. I quite like him. Top Spin, I was much more reserved about because of how much kibble he has hanging off in these huge chunks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how or why, but it works on him.
I was thinking about that after I got him, and I think part of the reason is because they fold up into such defined pods that also can rotate. So you can have them mm-hmm. pointed up like in the instructions where they look a little bit stranger, but if you fold them down, they just look a bit like, they look like a backpack, but not in the bad sense. They just look like a backpack that he's got on. There's something aesthetically about it that seems to be assisting.
Oh, yeah. Just weird seeing an Autobot's gun pod with Lowe's stamped on it.
Lowe's missiles. Gotta love them. Let's
see, what else can I get? Oh yeah, because someone suggested it. I got a crankcase.
Who suggested crankcase?
I can't remember. Someone who makes me spend way more money than I should. I
love crankcase.
That bastard.
That guy must be a genius.
He's a nice figure. Unfortunately, mine was clipped.
Aww.
And, I mean, seeing an unmolded one, or at least photos of one with a long nail, I could see where they should have cut it to kind of make it look okay. No, they just hack it right in the middle.
So are they actually physically cut, or is it something where they, like, jammed a bit in the mold?
Well, they've gone back, and there's another hand now.
I know.
So they've gone back and fixed.
We've got three different hands, I know. I'm just saying, if you've got one that's clipped, does it look...
Does
it look as if there's incomplete molding, or does it look as if there is, like, a cut edge on it?
No, it looks like someone took, like modeling nippers and hacked off that finger.
How'd you like to be that poor SOB in a factory? That's the same dude who had to put all the...
That's the guy who had to put all the Overrun stickers on the spastics.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, look, I just got done with all those stickers, and you're giving me the... Oh, son of a... Who'd I upset today?
One poor sap that just gets all the most tedious jobs.
Titanium Cosmos.
Ruined every line. No, it is a nice figure. Yeah, I love how mean the toy looks. I'm digging the four eyes and the huge blades on the back. The dreadlocks, I'm nervous as hell to touch because I hear of so many ripping.
Yeah, it's actually is quite easy to rip them. You got to go in there and shave something off for them to not be at ripping risk. You have to either widen the hole, or you have to thin the peg, or you got to do both to moderate degrees.
Why couldn't they fix that?
It's rubbery plastic plus paint plus friction. It's a very bad combination.
No kidding. Oh, let's see. I've got another whack of stuff, but it's all off topic.
Oh. I just want to throw in one quick Transformers thing. This is something I just opened today, actually, while we were talking. The Classics Sons of Cybertron set. I just popped open the Crystal Henkei Rodimus.
Mm-hmm.
And up until now, like, I also was looking at the Prime, who I'm still not very enthused about. But up until now, I've still always said, like, I just, you know, Sons of Cybertron looks neat, but I still don't really see what makes it so beautiful. Halfway through transforming that Rodimus into his vehicle mode, suddenly it just clicked with me. The Prime is pretty ugly still, because like all the gray on him is just solid plastic. But Rodimus is almost entirely translucent, and then like while you're turning him into the vehicle mode, you start seeing parts through other parts. And then when he's in the car mode, you see all the parts inside as well, and there's something just really beautiful about it. So while we were recording, I turned around completely on Crystal Rodimus, and I see now why he's so cool. So I wanted to share that.
He has seen the light.
I have. Well, eventually I'm going to shine a light through him and see if I can see it. I probably will. He looks so pretty. His car mode is a million times prettier, I think, than the robot mode. But that's my Transformers story. Going into off-topic, I'm going to open up because I haven't said anything yet. I got one off-topic thing is I got WWE Elite Gold Dust thanks to board member Secret Code, who apparently sees these all the time. And as I've always said, I only ever see Mark Henry and The Undertaker. So I got me a gold man in a robe with hair, and I'm pretty satisfied with it. So thank you, Secret Code.
Yes, but did gold dust rain down when you opened the box?
It didn't, but I started to hum the Million Dollar Man theme because I'm not over that yet. Has Mattel done a Million Dollar Man? I feel like I should
I'm sure there has been one, but I don't think Mattel's done it.
I only want Mattel's because Jack's stuff still looks kind of junk to me.
Yeah, Jack's did the Million Dollar Belt.
I feel bad because I don't dislike Jax as a company. I just found that their wrestler figures look really boring. I don't actually want to spend money on them. Let's move back to Aaron just to hear the end of the BotCon stuff for the off-topic thing, and then we'll move into Omegas' Monster Hall. So, Aaron.
Yeah, so the end of that was with Lupus. Got a set deal, got him a Cyclone Joker.
Lupus' first figure art, I believe.
Yes, and then he was calling me evil after that. But I broke him of his swearing not to get figure arts, and then at the Dark of the Moon display he saw Guzzle and was like biting nails and whimpering, pawing at the at the display.
I'm
like,
so
no,
proud.
But I'm not getting Dark of the Moon, but I want it.
I'm so proud. So
yeah, I got him a Cyclone Joker and got myself a Decayed Violent Emotion. Is that the right?
Yep, that's the one with the better head sculpt.
With the two heads in it.
Yep.
But yeah, so we went together and got the two of them for $75, I think, which...
It's okay.
It knocked like $5 off the total amount. So I got somebody else to end up with a Bugman's toy, so... All the rest of it's just gravy, I think.
I'm so proud.
But yeah, and then other off-topic stuff. Kind of on-topic, got the Dark of the Moon video game shortly before the podcast.
Oh, okay, so today.
Well, yesterday, which was the ship date of it, I went to Best Buy, and they kept trying to sell me Duke Nukem, which... Dick and fart jokes were funny 15 years ago in junior high when I played Duke Nukem 3D. After that point, good on you for finally getting out there, Duke. But
power armor is for pussies.
Yeah, yes, actual lines from the game. Sadly, funny, haha. But anyway,
a strange silicone-based life form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Press X to slap.
Yeah. I don't think that one's actually in there. I think that comes up as a subtitle. But
fresh milk.
Anyway, so went to Best Buy, and the guy was giving me guff. I'm like, no, I know it was supposed to have been out today. And so he finally goes through and looks at his computer and does the exasperated sigh, tappy, tappy, tap, exasperated sigh. Oh, yeah, I guess it was supposed to be out today. We've got 14 on the way. You can call back tomorrow and see if we get them in. I'm like, oh, do you not know when you're getting them? No, that could be FedEx. That could be on a truck. I don't know. I'm like, okay. So hit up Toys R Us and Walmart and a GameStop and a mall. None of them had it. So I figured, oh, it's got into looking at it. It was the ship date, not the release date.
Yeah.
All right. So today we went to GameStop and they were like, yeah, we got 15 of them. You want one? I was like, yes, please. So GameStop out by Walmart got the money, not Best Buy, even though I would have saved like $30 at Best Buy between gift cards and whatnot. But you're trying to sell me on a game that I really didn't want. Wonder why brick and mortars are going away.
The Duke is back.
Yeah. Babes. Yeah, it might be a great game for $30 or $40, but not for $60.
But, 14 years in the making.
Yeah.
Okay. Should have been two more.
Yeah. So, also picked up the purple Kamen Rider Ooze medals so I can make dinosaur noises, and picked up the little Triceratops Candroid that flips coins on the floor.
That thing transforms so cool.
Yeah, it's just like you peel the can and then you flip it around.
You literally turn the can inside out, and it changes from a cylinder to a rectangle.
Yeah, so cool. That's crazy. Picked up the Miniplaw Gokaiger bits from Vangelis at BotCon.
Heyo!
They've all been opened so that they could all fit in my luggage without getting squished. But beyond that, I've not done anything. And then also today at the comic shop, picked up the Kotobukiya roll. And it's in a box, or in her own box, or whatever, on my list of things to be done when I get time and everything is sane.
Heyo! But,
Proto Man was supposed to come at the same time, and Diamond is really weird in that I asked the comic shop, you know, hey, weird, I thought they were supposed to ship at the same time. That's why I went for both of them. And so he gets into the system, and Diamond Distribution, on their order, has it not as a fulfilled order, not as a shipping order, and not as a shipped order. But they have it as fulfilled, but not as shipping or shipped.
I don't understand what that means.
Like we've sent it, but it's not shipping, and it hasn't already been shipped.
Oh, it's in the Outback.
It's in some limbo. And comic guy was saying sometimes on things that aren't comics, it'll show up like that if it is in the warehouse between the shelves and the box. So if it's somewhere in the process of, if it's been like checked into their warehouse, but it's not hit the stock shelves or our box to come to the store, then it gets in this weird limbo space where they say that the order has been fulfilled, even though we've not gotten a shipping manifest for it. So it should show up in the next 2 to 4 months.
It's sitting between a box of Transformers Unleashed and a box of Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah. So he says normally when this happens, it's within the next 2 weeks, but I guess they had an issue with some Kiss bobbleheads, the rock band Kiss, where they were all supposed to come out as a set, and there was a guy that bought the set of four that had the special deal price on it, and they ended up showing up across 3 months.
Who buys a set of four Kiss bobbleheads?
Well, you got to have each guy. It's not like you get four Gene Simmons.
Are these new bobbleheads, or was this from years ago?
They were relatively recent. Gene Simmons is still selling them.
Why are they still making Kiss bobbleheads?
I don't know. He still goes out on concert.
Kiss stuff is just one of those things where they can make merchandise and it still sells.
I remember McFarlane Kiss toys were cool because they made them all like supervillains with giant axe guitars with bloodstains and stuff.
Yeah, but so yeah, Diamond can be really weird about shipping stuff, and so my Proto Man is stuck in that really weird realm of shipping stuff where by looking at one part of Diamond stuff that shipped, and by looking at two other parts, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. That guy's crazy.
What if your Proto Man comes with a Gene Simmons face sticker? Would you put it onto him?
Probably not. I don't think that's canon.
I wouldn't either.
But
a tongue hanging out.
The thing is, I did also have Transformers that weren't from BotCon, but you kind of skipped around that.
Oh, I thought I meant to roll those all together.
No.
Our whole order's been balderdashed.
Yeah.
No! All
right. Dark of the Moon Skyhammer. Yeah, Dark of the Moon Skyhammer. Another cool Voyager, which is why I was kind of wanting to know how Prime was, because Skyhammer turned out so cool. I thought he was going to be kind of like a two-upped version of the Deluxe, and I was very much wrong.
Well, Skyhammer is Wave 2, so he's inherently probably going to turn out better than Prime.
Yeah. picked up the Cyberverse Bumblebee base thing. And oh my gosh, playsets are kind of fun. I maybe want the Ark more.
I was trying to choose between him and the Starscream, and I went with Starscream because of Captain Faraday on Twitter.
And then my Toys R Us just had the Prime and Megatron ones show up, and those look really cool too. And the full integration of the base into alt mode. And I was like, I want, but I am tapped out of money.
That's where I am right now.
And then, just before BotCon, I also got myself a Cyberverse Blackout that I just opened up while waiting for the show to start. But holy crap, I think I'm with GOG, and I like this version better than I like the big Voyager version.
I want to see more Movie 1 characters done in Cyberverse.
Yeah, because he's super cool, still really poseable. It's a good toy. Those Cyberverse dudes are turning out really good.
Yeah.
Also picked up the Scan Series Ironhide, who I picked Ironhide over Sideswipe because Sideswipe, when he transforms, has kind of a mixture of parts throughout him of scanning and scanned, but Ironhide, because the truck bed becomes the legs, the middle of the truck becomes the middle of the body, and the front of the truck becomes the top of the body, it looks, in either mode, it kind of looks like he's in the process of scanning. Granted, without the neat line that's painted on there, but...
So how does it look in person, that effect?
It looks good. It's a definite cutoff. I'm pretty sure I've not, like, scraped on plastic or actually been able to spend a whole lot of time with it, because it was like, ooh, toys! And I fiddled with it in the truck, and then it's like, okay, I have crazy life. And so it looks like all of it's painted, like it's all clear plastic that's been painted.
Oh, cool.
Because the front of the truck is very shiny, like a painted black would be, and I wish I would have thought ahead and gone out to the truck to get that, but... Him and Nitro Bumblebee are out there. Bumblebee is good. I don't know. I've heard people say, best Bumblebee ever. He's not a bad Bumblebee. I like his mech tech weapon.
I had no idea he was entirely new.
To that. Yeah, I didn't either until someone at BotCon was saying that, hey, it was entirely new. And so then
they had him at BotCon. They had tons of him at the club store. And I think he was probably $9. Unless, if someone actually saw how much he was, correct me. But if he was $9, I'm kind of kicking myself. I would have bought him for $9.
Jeez. Need some definitive list of all the Bumblebees now. I'm getting so lost in what's new and what's remolded.
I've been trying to keep track of it, and the first Dark of the Moon one apparently is almost entirely new, whereas this one is entirely new and different.
Yeah.
And the first one is...
God, if memory serves, he's got a weird, like, leg flip...
Yeah.
Flip bit, where it's like the leg... Part of the leg flips down, and then you flip around so that the wheel ends up on the inside, and then you flip the shin up into the knee or something like that.
If you want to get all the new Bumblebees from Dark of the Moon and have them not look anything like your existing Bumblebees, do what I'm doing. Get Nitro Bumblebee because he's totally new, and then wait for Cyberfire Deluxe Bumblebee because he's going to be the first wave one, but in a completely different color scheme that doesn't look anything like your other ones, unless you got Stealth Bumblebee.
Is that the one that looks like it's going to eat somebody's soul?
Yeah, he's the one that's all on fire and stuff. I'm waiting for him and Fireburst Prime so I can have my evil movie Autobots.
God, those eyes are creepy.
I love those guys. It's like, I'm on fire, and I'm staring in your soul, and I've gone nuts because Sam touched my face. I'm all pumped for those.
But so that's it for my Transformer stuff, then.
All right. Omegas, tell me all about the other stuff you got.
Okay, going from most off-topic to hopefully most on, or at least most talked about here.
Why are we going backwards on all this? This is all...
I'm building up, sir.
We'll get to it.
Local trip to the flea market ended with me leaving with my very first D&D handbook, which makes me feel like a dork.
What edition?
Third
or 3.5?
I think it was third.
Burn it.
I keep it as a prop. It was like $5. No one else wanted it either.
Burn it at $5.
Aaron knows about his stuff. I'm not going to question him.
Third edition was kind of broken.
So I heard. It's just so obviously a D&D book. It'll come in handy. Got the joint Gatai Magi King.
Is that from the second wave of them?
That is from Wave 2.
Any is it just is it same as always, or did they improve anything?
Well, it's since these are all humanoid, it's kind of hit and miss a little bit. Overall, I mean, you know, they're not bad individual forms. They form a nice Maji King. They attempt to form the dragon.
I was curious about it.
Really?
Yeah, there is engineering for Maji Dragon. It is rather sloppy, actually.
Man, because they're so close. All they got to do is swallow a bit of pride and put a few more hinges into the individual pieces, and I think those things could be a million times better.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen a hinge on any of them so far.
That's what I was hoping to hear about Wave 2, is like, oh hey, and we put a hinge on Maji King so the dragon mode would work better.
No, they are absolutely dedicated to that peg gimmick.
You can have peg gimmick, but you can have hinges too.
I know. I can see why, and they're engineered exactly like the old Mugen Binds were.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh man, I don't know. It's not enough to make me want to pick it up, but the concept is so good. It's just like, because Mugenbein had hinged pieces that also had the pegs and ports. That's why I'm always sitting there just going like, man, you know, put the hinges on. Be bros.
Didn't have that many hinges though.
They had just enough so that some stuff could kind of flip change a little bit.
I still like it just for the idea that, hey, you can have this little mini collection of old, you know, well, I'm going to say Megazords for lack of a better term.
Everyone's offended.
No. And you can have, okay, I want his legs on him. Done. Awesome.
Yeah.
it's just fun to goof around with him. I need the other one now, though. Let's see. Like I said, I also got Kotobukiya Roll.
Yep, and there's video coverage of that up now.
There's video coverage on YouTube, which she has molded panties, which creep me out.
I'm all totally ready for that. You get my... I'm all ready for those molded panties, if you get what I'm saying.
It's molded in plastic, not as in things growing.
I'm cool with either way, so long as I can press X to slap.
I can understand them being white. I don't know why they needed the little bow in front that you never see otherwise.
Well, what else would you put in front of your panties?
Nothing.
I don't know. I appreciate the realism they're going for.
In similar vein, my D-Arts Rockman X came in.
How do you like him?
Oh, he is extremely nice. I've been waiting forever for a decent... Rockman or Mega Man X. Sadly, there's a... I don't know if it's the socket or the ball joint, but the waist joint is one of those where it really wants to jump into one position.
Oh, there's like the weird sticky friction.
Yeah, where the ball is just shaped just so it forces the joint to move the toy in one direction or so. So every now and then it looks like he's, you know, limboing.
Oh. Man, I was so close to buying him at BotCon.
Who had him?
I did see
him.
The same place that had the Kamen Rider stuff.
How much did they want for him?
It wasn't a bad deal.
If you're gonna say 50, I'd say then you were okay skipping it.
But I want to say it was 35, 40.
Oh, that's not bad at all. No.
35 would have been a go.
It was one of those that didn't sound like a bad deal, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I've already bought so much other stuff and had to go the way of PayPal for a couple of my purchases there at the end of BotCon. I was like, I don't want to push the credit cards more than I have to.
Yeah, I've had to do that. He's a great figure. Like, have you seen how the armor toys are going to work?
Yeah, with the limb swaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The head, the arms, and legs all come off on X, so you can interchange them with the completed X models.
The real
that way you can have halfway in between armor modes.
It's a logical way to do it. I dig it.
Let's see, what else next on the list? My first Kiwami Tamashi.
Which one?
Agito.
That's a good one. That's actually the best one in months to come out.
Yeah, so I heard good things about it, and I figured it's Agito. This is the time I finally have to try out the line.
Yeah, it's definitely got all the best things and avoids some of the worst things.
He has six hands. I'm happy.
Yeah, that too. That is great.
Yeah.
And his articulation is unhindered, which is so great, because that's the problem with the Blade ones. So.
Yeah. I like that they actually got the fins in without a swappable face. That was a nice touch.
That really surprised me, and that pushed me over the edge on that one. I was like, this is now so good. I'm really happy I got a pre-order in on his bike, because I think that's going to be my new favorite Agito toy.
I'm probably going to have to pick up Tornado at some point.
I just hope the bike is done as nicely as the large SIC version, which I also have, because I love me some Agito.
See, got the brand new Deno figure art.
That one's also the best figure art to come out in a very long time.
I got to play with Cook Sucks's for a little bit, although his had a busted shoulder thing on it.
Yeah, that sucked. Ooh. I was like, man, how'd that happen?
He's a fragile little guy. I will admit one of his lens horns popped off on mine, and I have no idea where it flew off to.
Damn.
Because it just fell over on my desk. You know, I've had Double take a tumble like that without touching his crest at all. So I didn't think anything of it. Then a few days later, I was like, wait, something's missing on there. Oh, crap.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, mine's been okay, but I can definitely see where some of the fiddle factor is, like, especially in those arm pieces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is a really nice figure. I mean, just with that Kintaro Sax, I was, like, very precarious about how that was actually going to work.
It's funny because that just works logically. It's kind of like you're thinking like, oh, what's the clever gimmick to make it stick in there? And it's like it sticks in there because the hand is sculpted to hold it. And you're like, oh, well, that's logical.
That is a nice one. Picked up the OCC series Birth.
That one I shouldn't have picked up as fast as I did. That got cheap real fast.
I don't know why either. It's a really nice figure.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I think if it had a waist joint, I would be telling everyone to get it.
Even without
without a waist joint, it's still pretty good. It's just if it had a waist joint, that would be like, you know what? If you really want to save money, just get that and skip the figure arts.
Yeah, well, it's got versatility to it. I mean, just between so many things that all the parts can do.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh yeah, my only grievance is the Birthbuster handguns he comes with.
Yeah, those kind of suck. Especially with the old timey hands he's got with the technically four fingers that are actually two.
Well, he still manages to be a nice one. Mm-hmm. Like having the more mechanical scorpions I can get, the better.
Love mechanical scorpions.
Mm-hmm. I got Metal Set EX.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You can leave that one alone, probably.
Three medals that don't have a song and. Memory that doesn't say its own name.
I have a pre-order in for the June-July restock of that. Don't ask me why I did that.
I found out the backs on two of them were swapped because apparently someone figured out, like, even though, like, Ebby, the way it's said on the scanner is, yeah, it has that inflection like it's the last one in the line.
Yeah.
But someone had the second thought of, why would anyone use a shrimp for legs?
So your legs can curl up like shrimps.
Really tiny legs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you gotta get underneath something.
You can look all underdeveloped and whatnot. And
I thought he'd curl up into a ball like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. That metal set doesn't really inspire me all that much.
I just wish it was a little less expensive. I mean, just for the memory alone.
Well, you know what?
Because
the chips inside the metals apparently are identical to the capsule ones.
Yeah, that's the only one so you can't mix and match and duplicate.
So it's capsule toys with a new backplate. That's what they are.
Right. Well, the one that bugs—it's the memory that bugs me more than that.
Yeah,
because
that blows.
Yeah, you divide it up, and you divide it up, and it's 1,200 yen. That's how much the DuPont memory cost.
Yeah.
But that one's got 26 different names in it, whereas this one's only got three for the same price.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to belabor talking about this thing anymore. I'm going to be paying for one soon. I don't want to think about
Moving on. This is where I eat crow because I have a metal holder now.
Welcome to the club.
It's like, oh no,
wait, how late are you on that one?
I'm
sorry, my watch isn't working here because I'm not wearing one, but
Number one.
Welcome to the rest of the world.
Number one, it got really hard to get. Okay.
Yeah. Sure it did.
For those of us who were dedicated, we were able to get our silly plastic books right away.
Yeah, I had two or three options after I got the first one.
Oh, quiet. I got my purple medals 2 weeks ago.
I had mine.
Mine before all
the
y'all.
The day after 148, I think.
Mine before all y'all. I don't know what you're all talking about.
Oh, sure, you did.
Did you put coins in the plastic book? Was it worth like $25?
Here's the thing. I was the one going, I've got plenty of toys that can hold the medals. I don't need a book to do it for me. And I was under the impression that, hey, this is a crazy coin collecting country. Surely there's some cheap equivalent I can get over here. Not one. It's not even a matter of the size of the coins. You can find holders that will hold something that size, but every single one of them is custom made and handcrafted, and you're a collector, so of course you're going to pay out the ass, aren't you?
Man.
So it was cheaper to import the official one than it would have been to actually go find a replacement.
But
I've got my convention I'm going to. I wanted to bring the medals and show off.
So was it worth it?
It was worth it.
Really worth it. I'm probably going to get a second one.
I was thinking about it too.
Did you get anything else this week?
Well, like I said, my one big punch is late.
Don't spoil it.
I have to wait for 2 weeks. The other one I can do because HobbyLink Japan had it on sale. I have weak willpower, and I've always wanted to try the company and the toy brand. So I went ahead and pulled the trigger on CM's Great Bon Gon.
I was looking at that for a while, and then I was like, if BotCon wasn't happening, I might have bought it.
BotCon wasn't happening for me.
Right. Great Bon Gon is the last Brave robot to be made. He was exclusive to the Brave Saga video games, and toys of him basically were just garage kits up until CM's Corp not only decided to do Bon Gon, but in a somewhat foolish move, they decided to only release Great Bon Gon, which is Bon Gon and Mach Sparion, a red jet. They're both robots with the thing of like a little robot who goes into a big vehicle. So instead of releasing two toys that they could have sold for about 150 each, which I think would have sold pretty decently for CMs, they opted to bundle them together for $400+ as a limited run box set along the lines of their original larger size Genesis Gaugaigar. And so of course nobody bought it. So I'm not surprised to see it went on sale.
Yeah.
What was it down to then?
200.
Yeah, it was like half off.
Half off.
Yeah. Oh.
On a $400 toy, half off is pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and I didn't have BotCon this year, so let's try it out.
How are you finding it? Because I have heard mixed reactions on it.
It's a little bit hard for me since I don't have any previous CM's Corporation toys, and I don't have any proper like DX Brave toys to compare it to. Like it's on this little island. So far, I'm generally really happy with it.
Okay, that's good.
Like it does do a ton of things. It is a gorgeous figure and extremely well engineered. It is hampered by the fact that it is based on a design that was never really fully developed for release as a toy.
And it could have worked, but also CM's Corp is a company who are really good at doing intricate, detailed transformation and then forgetting to do really obvious things. And I'm curious if that carried over at all on Great Bon Gon. Like, a great example for this would be their Gaufaigar was fantastically designed, except they forgot to actually figure out how to make the backpack properly attached to the robot, so it's held on 50% by gravity.
Oh. I didn't really see any problems with that on this one. It seems like everything has a place to lock into just fine.
Okay, that's good.
There are a few hang-ups. Like it gives you instructions to make to tuck the dragon head into the bottom of the truck mode, which gets a little finicky. I was scared to death of forcing it any farther than I had.
thing is that I think that toy probably also is much better as a $200 toy than as a $400 toy.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah.
I know that there's a guy on the boards who got it way back, and he said it was fine, but it had the CM's problems. Like, also, there's another thing which carries it down from their Genesis Gaugaigar, which is that once you actually combine everything together, it can barely move. And I heard that Great Bongon has that problem, where once you actually plug everything together into the giant, super-powered robot mode, he's actually kind of stuck.
He does have the brave problem of that enormous chest piece that completely hinders the arms.
Yeah.
But if you're buying a Brave toy, you should probably be expecting that anyway.
See, I agree with you, but then I also say to CM's Corp, you're redesigning this thing. They designed this thing, I think, back in 06 or 07. And I go, like, you're making this, you know, 10 years after Brave is over. You gotta be able to design around those kind of things at this point.
And I think their goal here was to try and stay as accurate to the original transformation scheme as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the dragon head going under in truck mode. It's extremely finicky. It's hard to get a few things in position when it is there. Bongon has a dragon mode, too.
Yeah, I know. He's
Unfortunately, with a lot of cheated parts, because there's no place for them on the toy itself.
Yeah, that was another one where I feel bad being bummed out by this. It's just that once they, like, their large Genesis Gaugaigar actually transformed just like the show, to the point where it caused mass structural weaknesses. And so I was kind of like, you know, you guys should just go for it. Make all those parts that can't possibly fold out of there, just fold out of there. But there was also another thing that kind of put me off it for a while, was the surprising amount of part swap for some modes that I was kind of not that excited by.
Right.
It's the same reason why I don't really like the Eugen Gao Figar, for those who remember that one. And I know why they did it. I get mixed signals from it. That's all. It's like, it does so much in one aesthetic than so much in another. But, like, is it overall solid though? Once you've combined everything together?
Overall it's very solid.
That's good. Like, that's good.
Yeah, I'll say this. Moxperion and Bongon both have some balance issues. They're both quite back heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the advantage is even with this huge wing pack that that Great Bongon has, he is far more stable.
That's weird. I didn't think they were going to have balance issues.
Well, they opted for a die-cast backpack on Bongon.
Why would you do that?
And then, of course, you have the wing pack on Moxperion. But I will probably give that toy clearance on pretty much anything, because he has a giant robot with a shotgun.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And it's CM, so it's to the point where it opens, it has shells you can load in and take out.
Does that toy come with Bongon's little animal robot friends?
Animal robot friends?
I'm guessing it doesn't.
It comes with the little mini guys.
Oh no, I meant there's a gimmick that most people don't actually know about, which is that you know that show what's it called? You know the one with the motorized tires and the limbs, you just got a super robot Shogokin.
What's his escaping name? Me.
Well, anyone listening hopefully knows what I'm talking about. That toy line had a gimmick where he had animal robots that could turn into different breastplates for him. And that was basically Bongon's gimmick, is he had these animal robots who could turn into weapon breastplates that would plug onto his chest. And I was wondering if CMs had done any of those, because I couldn't remember.
No, not really.
And again, that's one where I kind of go like, man, guys, you're doing a $400 toy. Just throw that stuff in. Someone who's going to pay $400 is probably going to pay $450 if it has like six little animal robots.
I don't know. I think it falls back to the fact that it is an incomplete design. You know, it wasn't fully realized by the time Brave got completely canned.
Hmm.
So I think a lot of it's just coming from that.
I can see that. That's cool though. I wasn't sure if I knew anyone who was going to go for that. I was just sitting there looking at it, going like, man, I wonder. Because it is a piece of toy history. Very little known toy history. But
oh, yeah.
That is awesome that you picked it up. You definitely do a comprehensive video on that. Because I think the likelihood of anyone else getting it and having a video camera is, like, astronomically low.
As far as I know, there is no video review, and it'll probably take 3 videos to get everything covered.
The only people I know who would even do a video review of it would be Collection DX, and I don't think they're doing it. They don't seem to do CM stuff that often, and the last one they did didn't really turn out all that well. It was this thing called Baratac, which used magnets to combine everything together. And it was one of those times where, just like with the Solo Chogokin Jig, it's a modern toy that thought it could just use magnets to hold everything together, so there's no actual friction. So when you bump the table Baratac is standing on, all the magnets slide around on each other and he collapses like a rag doll. And it's really depressing to look at.
Okay, that is it for me.
That's awesome. I'm going to bother you about that bomb gun again probably later on. Does it do this? Anyway, that's our what we got that we opened up with, because we're running a badass train today. So let's delve right into some new picks, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear about pictures, and I want to start with Aaron. Tell me about pictures.
You kind of hinted towards it, but I'll actually go for it. iGear's Presser.
We did talk about it a bit last week, and I ranted.
I must not have gotten that far into the podcast yet.
I ranted a little bit, but we did get some more pictures of it. Those are worth bringing up because they seem to clear up a little bit about the accessories, and you get a better look at the vehicle mode.
Yeah, I've got to assume that those are still CGs.
Yeah, they look kind of CAD.
Yeah. Because, well, the picture of the swap out of the weapons is the same shadows on the leg. So either they were very, very, very careful, or they just went, okay, click, modify, click, click, line, click. Okay, there we go.
Well, the main thing I want to ask you is the big talking point on this toy is the fact that it seems to be a very reshelled Warpath, which I thought was actually kind of a bummer coming off of what appeared to be 100% original Ratchet and Ironhide designs.
And I don't think it's quite that.
I'm just curious about your perspective on that whole
legs
thing.
Legs are front. It might be something that's close where it uses a similar scheme.
Yeah.
But looking at the size of the legs, I'd bet that he comes in a little bit smaller. The legs are the standard, like, cut joint. Ball joint setup.
I don't want to see Warpath skeleton with Impactor put on it. I want to see Impactor transform into a slimmer vehicle and be more original. But
well, it looks like good,
it
would be,
you know?
The upper half of the torso. See, that's where I'm not quite sure what all's going on, because the upper half of the torso and his cannon are like the turret, and then it looks like the arms are the back part of the tank. So there's something different going on there.
If there is something, because this vehicle mode did make me pause and go like, wait, is this transforming exactly like Warpath, or is something else going on? And if something else is going on, then I'm happy, because the less that iGear just uses an existing transformation, the better to me. Really any company, but iGear doubly so.
Yeah.
Because the colors are neat. The head sculpt looks great.
Yeah. I don't know if the weathering look is going to come off on a final toy, too. That's yet another reason why I think it's kind of caddish.
Yeah.
But I think it looks interesting. But if that's already... Has that already been talked about to remove it from new pick pickery?
I mean, these are newer new picks of it, so they're totally fine to talk about. And we haven't gotten either of your guys' reactions on this thing. So.
That's the long and short of mine.
I
think it'll be interesting to see once we actually see it.
Yeah. Omegas, did you have any thoughts on Presser?
It's nice of iGear to start slightly stepping out of their comfort zone.
But they stepped out of the comfort zone with Ratchet and Ironhide, so why are they now just slightly stepping out of
it? I don't know. Like, Ratchet and Ironhide, at least you can see a few cues from, like, actual Transformers, but there's still a lot of completely new stuff going on there. That's the first time I would actually, applaud iGear for doing something different all on their own. And then we go right back into this.
Yeah, it's not like this is bad. It's just that, as like what I said last week, is this just feels like the wrong thing to show right now before those other two toys come out. Like I was saying, with this thing having a release date of Q4 this year, I think they should have just continued to ride on the good press they're getting from Ratchet and Ironhide, and then after that, do this. Because now I'm kind of like, oh man, why is Snot looking as cool as those? But I don't know. What do you guys think the price point's going to be on it? I'm thinking at least 70.
Yeah, because I got to think. So the how much was Warbot?
Warbot was 69.
Wasn't he in that range?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking he might end up being about that size, so right around that same price.
That's Fans Project, though. They seem to have a little bit easier time getting this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's also not helping much. Because Warbot, you're paying $69 and getting basically a completely new design.
And yeah, I don't know how much of that is just grafted off. I mean, that's the rough thing, looking at some of these. It looks like because he's making a tankish thing, there's so many ways, only so many ways that you can put something together and knit it up as a tank. I mean, that's the ultimate Starscream problem of how do you make a robot that ends up with wings behind the shoulders without making it one of any of the three Starscream ways of transforming.
The place I'd put down things as being a little too Warpathy is if the arms transform exactly the same, that's going to be a big one where it's kind of like, oh, that could have done something different.
Yeah.
And if the legs transform the same, it's a clever leg transformation, so I can see why you'd want to use it. I don't know. I just if it was any company, I think I'd be reacting the same. It's just with iGear especially, I just seem to have I'm giving them a much closer look because I'm being unfair. So, I don't know.
I will fully admit to being very biased against iGear. Just because you do Ratchet, you do Ironhide. Okay, you've stepped out of bounds a little bit. Good on you. But it still comes off as a knockoff company with a name.
Well, I do see that, you know, if you're doing fully original designs and you don't have the resources other companies have, then, you know, you got to do some of that crappy stuff to fund it. But that's why I think it's more so a PR thing than really a reality thing for me. It's just like, why put out something that's a little bit questionable when you have something that's basically being lauded from every end of the spectrum? You know, just stick to showing off that Ratchet and Ironhide until they come out. Like, that's... I said last week as well, that's what Fans Project does so well, is they promote what's about to come out, and then after it comes out, they promote the next thing. And I think that's a better way to go about it. But I don't run a third-party company, so I can only say so much. I love his name, though. I think Presser's the best name. Because he doesn't impact, he presses.
Yeah, that joke it's what comes after the impact, is the press.
Are any of you guys thinking you might buy this?
No.
I'd be interested because of Last Stand of the Wreckers, the WIDW.
Smart thing to tap is people's love of Last Stand of the Wreckers.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Especially with Guzzle on his way.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes me go, wait a minute, because we are getting a Guzzle.
Yeah.
You know, and we are in the age when even a Straxus can have a new toy.
Yeah. I don't want to say that Hasbro tends to be slow to respond, but we're going to be getting a Guzzle in an upcoming wave, and he's a Cyberverse. Not saying that the Cyberverse are bad toys, because, like, this Blackout's pretty freaking cool. But at the same time, they can only do so many of those. The Generations line of the homage-y straight up stuff is kind of on hiatus because we didn't see anything at BotCon, and I thought if any line that we'd see, it's that. And Hasbro was talking about wanting to get things out in that didn't quite come out in the US, so even if it does come out, it's going to be a while. If this comes out as inexpensive and does not have any weird issues with it, it will definitely be a chin scratcher, if nothing else, on purchase.
Yeah.
Right. There will be serious cogitation that goes into it if I want to pick it up or not.
I will cogitate the hardest with my non-Newtonium fluids.
Yes, but see, I actually have a beard to sit here and work and think about.
I got a workable beard. I can scratch some scruff.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, sure you do. Sure you do.
Check it out. I'm going to do it right now. Yeah.
I can get like two hands up in it, though.
That's everything the listeners want to hear right now is people scratching their beards loudly in the microphones.
The clean chin.
That's professional right there.
Yeah. Where were we? Hey, Omegas, do you have a new pick you'd like to pick up?
I've given up.
I'm going to pick this one just because it fascinates me in the car wreck kind of way. The Bathing Ape Optimus.
Hey, hey, what car wreck? What car wreck?
This confuses me.
It's a monkey truck. What?
I see something beautiful in this because this is the G1 Optimus toy entering the realm of independent art toys where retailers now just get the G1 Optimus toy and give it a wacko paint job or colorway, if you will. And then go like, hey, guess what? This is our special limited run of this retro-based thing. Like, it feels like he's becoming, like, Optimus Prime's original toy is now becoming a piece of, like, art deco rather than an actual figure that you look forward to. I think there's something cool about that.
I question camouflage on a semi-trailer.
But you know,
it seems like it, I don't care how much you camouflage it, that's going to stick out a little bit.
You don't question the fact that this is going to be the BAPE version of Optimus Prime?
BAPE.
Yep.
That's right there. A bathing ape, also known as BAPE.
You are never going to be able to say this one with dignity. I have Bathing Ape Optimus Prime.
I have BAPE Prime.
BAPE Prime. I want to know why their shirts cost as much as the damn toy.
Because it's art deco independent.
It's a shirt.
I don't know. Are you going to buy one?
There's one with this green Prime with a monkey with a gun on his shoulder.
Are you going to buy a green Optimus Prime?
No, probably not.
Oh. Aaron, are you going to buy a green Optimus Prime?
Probably not, but I was sitting here thinking, is this our first green Prime?
Proto Man on Twitter.
It is.
Yep.
Do we have a full rainbow yet, or are we still lacking a purple one?
We still need an official purple one.
Don't have a purple one.
Don't have a pink one either.
I'm talking rainbow here. Give me.
Yeah, because we came out in red. Orange?
What?
There have been some orangey tinted versions, but I don't know if we've got like a straight on like safety orange.
No, not a safety orange. I started to think that Shining Magnus might, but he's yellow.
Shining Magnus is like pea yellow. That was always the joke. This will be green now. We had a blue one.
That's powered.
And so then around a purple. And that goes my lantern color spectrum.
We need a brown one too.
Indigo.
What about a brown one?
Because we have a white one in Magnus and we have a black one in any of the dark primes that they've done.
All right. I'm calling it right now. I want E Hobby to come back up with I need an orange, fire guts, and a nemesis.
Where's my brown one? I want a brown one so you can have the brown one, the yellow one, and the green one to be like the body fluid primes.
Yeah.
We're nasty.
Real mature, man.
Body or fluids something. Are for pussies.
But actually,
that sounded horrible.
Oh, wow, it did. I just thought about it.
Yeah.
The Duke is back. Why are you... Thanks, Baby Ape Productions, for classing... Sorry, Bathing
it.
Ape Productions. I was looking at Baby Milo. I got confused. Thank you, BAPE, for
ruining our podcast.
BAPE has ruined this segment.
Man, what's happening? Can we move on from that one?
Please. Yeah.
I want to bring up Reveltech Optimus Prime that we actually have some imagery of him now. He's going to be Reveltech Sci-Fi. He's going to come with a gun and a sword and possibly another gun and another sword, knowing how Reveltech Sci-Fi does its accessories. And I actually think he looks just like he needs to look for a Reveltech Optimus Prime from the movie. I'm actually really kind of digging his aesthetic in this shot where he's got the two accessories on, and I might pick him up someday down the road. Have either of you guys checked this out?
I'm interested. That might be a future convention purpose, because it always seems like Reveltech hangs around.
Yep, hangs around and then gets marked down $10.
Yeah. This one does have the advantage that its design handles itself more to the Revoltech joints than, you know, trying to cram a G1 toy with them.
It does blend together a little bit better, because the Reveltech joints kind of fit into all the techie detail.
Yeah, I think more or less this is probably going to be what the Robo replicas were supposed to be like.
Oh, I mean they were swiping Reveltech joints in the second line, weren't they?
Well yeah. I think even the first line had a few, but you know they didn't come with any of the articulation you'd expect.
This is all full circle now. This is like the robot replica Optimus Prime. I think I might pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks like something to watch.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It looks like a toy to buy. But yeah, I think it looks neat. I'm hoping we can get some good magazine photo shoots of him in the coming weeks. With all that said, let's do an intermission! And then we'll be back with some important news about the Transformers Hall of Fame, a highly prestigious event held in high regard by those who both run it and those who attend it.
Strange silicone-based life form. Time for an examination, ladies. Got milk? So wrong, yet so right. Strange silicone-based life form.
Hey everybody, we're back, and it's time to talk about the Transformers Hall of Fame. If you didn't know this, Waspinator was the fans' choice winner of the Transformers Hall of Fame, and he had no acceptance speech. So, do you think you can write him an acceptance speech that is 200 words or less, i.e. basically a tweet? Do you think you can do that? 200
characters. Words are different than characters.
Words are different than characters.
Hey, listen to all you scientists on this podcast. I bet you all know how cement works as well.
You see, I have the one-up on this contest because I will be seeing Scott in 2 days, and I will be able to get the direct quote from Waspinator himself.
Is it going to be 200 words?
His Dinobot acceptance speech was under 200 words.
Well, I hope you enjoy your Beast Wars Complete Series DVD box set then when you win it, because that's what the prize is. The three best-written speeches will win the Shout Factory Beast Wars Complete Series DVD box set.
I do want to get Scott's answer and enter that exact line. And I want someone there that's doing the judging going, that's not what Waspinator would say.
I think you should do that.
If you're going to do it, though, you have to credit it to Scott.
Yeah, so he's going to win a Beast Wars Complete DVD box set. Hey, it's just what I needed. Aha, that's my horrible Scott McNeil voice.
I get to hang on to it until he's back down here in a year.
So characters aren't words, eh?
No.
What's next?
Not normally.
What's next? What's going to
happen? There are words that are single characters.
I'm gonna write a speech entirely using those.
I-A-A-I-A-I-A-I-A-I.
And a few Y's. A few Y's will get Spanish. So what do you guys think of this contest? I think it's cool. It's driven by the Transformers Collectors Club. It's a great way to add some fun to the Hall of Fame. Apparently it's open only to club members, so that will diminish things a little bit for some folks. Is Scott McNeil a club member?
I'm not aware.
What, Mike?
He could be.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I guess. We know Omega is going to enter with his ringer answer, but Aaron, do you think you might enter this thing?
Probably not.
I kind of want to enter it, but I have a feeling I'm going to forget to until after it's too late. Or I'm going to enter it and I'm going to think I only have 200 characters, and they're going to be like, why is this so short?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, the Transformers Hall of Fame in general, the Transformers side of it, the videos have been going up on YouTube with altered background music that is not as rights laden. Like, for those of you who don't know, the Ironhide video is actually supposed to have Iron Man playing in the background.
Yeah. Not nearly as punchy without that music.
Yeah, I gotta say, the only one I'm really interested in watching in the aftermath, I think, will be the Erector video.
I don't think that thing's ever going to see the light of day.
Which is a bummer.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It was really amusing. And like I said at BotCon, that was Hasbro really taking a pretty dumb joke and owning it.
Yeah. Well, then the great thing is if you noticed, everybody had like fake titles as well. Mm-hmm. When it would flash someone's name, there was one guy that was like the...
Oh yeah, there was the historian.
The historian of fluffy bunny animals or something or other that was like a, the 2 second tag. It's like, you know, your face goes, okay, or your eyes go, okay, look at the guy's face. Oh, okay, there's a name. And then right as you read the name, it's like it drops off. You're like, wait a second, you know, the flash image in your mind. Did that say director of history of fluffy bunny animals? What?
Yeah. I think that thing deserves to see the light of day myself. I entirely understand why it may not, but, you know, I'd be okay with it. As much as that would even further devalue my somewhat already questionable $45 value of that dinner. Losing the exclusivity of that video, I would be cool with that being released to the public. It's the Hall of Fame. For real. Already campaign starting. Trying to figure out, can we be the next director? It's not about Omega Supreme. I don't even want to hear about it.
Oh, the campaigns are already starting.
Yeah, and they're all stupid because they aren't about Omega Supreme. Sorry, I'm laying it down here right now.
Come on, R.I.D. Scourge.
I am going to be...
Nemesis Prime.
I'm going to be a crotchety old man about this, and if it's not about something I like, I don't even want to hear about it.
I'm on the Skybite wagon myself.
You and I, sir, are going to have words at TFCon.
Aren't they both from RID?
Yeah.
Or were you talking to me? I thought you were talking to Omegas. And I was like,
no,
wait a second.
No, I was talking to you. Who else is going to be at TFCon?
Yeah, I just kind of paused.
Yeah, because I go to TFCon so many
He's
times.
He's not
going to
be at TFCon, is he? Oh. I don't know. I feel like being mean to everybody. So I'm just like...
You are that way. You get everybody sick. Except for me.
I'll get you sick eventually. You and your...
Make me kind of feel guilty because during that BotCon podcast, you disappear, I kind of take over, and then everybody's getting text messages about your heads trying to explode itself.
Speaking of which, guess what's great about podcasting in my own room again is I totally had a nosebleed while we were doing this podcast, but nobody knew.
Until now.
Until just now. Behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. I am getting over this cold. So maybe I'll feel better about all these different campaigns once I'm over it. But for now, if it's not about Omega Supreme or Punch Counter Punch, I don't care who gets in the Hall of Fame. Make your cases to me, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to come to my door and be all like, here's why I think you should care about Emirate Zeron. And I'll be all like, dude's mouth is all screwed up anyway. It's like he's drooling all the time. I don't got time for this. Who are you trying to... Rid Scourge? Is that the big one?
Yes, R.I.D. Scourge.
Well, I thought
Not
that was...
Nemesis Prime. R.I.D. Scourge.
I thought that was about getting him a toy.
Yes, well... First comes the toy, then comes the Hall of Fame.
Because the toy... Yeah, I'm all for the toy.
Yeah, because you need more toys so you can fill up the Hall of Fame display.
Yeah.
I would even go for an official apology from Hasbro for making Nemesis Primes and... not having them named Scourge.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it has to be signed by the president of Hasbro, but it would help.
I'd have been more into this if Shocker Toys ever actually made their Mr. Gone toy they've been claiming they're going to make for the last 15 years.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But then that's Shocker Toys, who, you know, are very easy to make jokes about. So I'm just going to leave that one alone. I know there's the one dude out there who's had good interactions with Shocker Toys, and I envy you. I can't help but make fun of their lack of Mr. Gons. If you don't know why I'm talking about Mr. Gone when they're talking about Scourge, you don't even need to be on this Scourge bandwagon because you don't know enough. I'm an angry old man. I want lime and urine colored Omega Supremes with pink guns. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I lose the the thread of these conversations so easy.
You know what
acceptance
we
speech.
Do?
Get a box set.
Yeah. Huh?
It's where it all started.
I think
Lost Painter's acceptance speech to get a Beast Wars complete DVD box set.
Right. I thought you meant like get a box set of all the nominees or something, and I was like, no. Hey, then I want all these crazy
things. That would be cool. Yeah,
then I'll
you
be
get,
on
like,
all
a
these
new modern version
wagons.
Of yeah. Like make yeah, come on, Hasbro, that's easy. 2010 Hall of Fame box set where you get a new version or a recent version of each one of those toys.
Yeah, I'd be all over that. That'd be cool. All right, I think we should end this episode on a listener question myself.
Sounds good.
Of course, by the end of this listener question, I'm sure some kind of big piece of news will have popped up and ruined my whole plan.
Naturally. Refreshing the front page, so don't worry.
All right, well, I'm looking up a listener question because, spoiler, I moved the podcast to a Wednesday because I'm suddenly leaving on Thursday. I'm going to Seattle, and I decided to do that 2 days ago. And so I've been flustered getting everything ready, and then I forgot that we were recording the podcast on Wednesday because I'm used to it being on Thursdays. So we started this one an hour late, and I forgot to write a topic list.
Hour and a half late.
Hour and a half. I thought I got on by 7.
Yeah, we didn't get started till later, though.
I guess. Well, I'm looking for this listener question. Omegas, tell us all about the long wait from 6 o'clock till 7 when you didn't know what was going on.
I thought you were in a ditch
till
somewhere.
10.
All right, Eastern time.
We're East Coast, yeah.
Eastern,
yeah, it's tomorrow for me.
Tell me all about what happened from 6 till 7 your time.
And he didn't think you were in a ditch. I'm pretty sure he said he hoped. But
how?
Well, it was just bitterness at that point, really. You know, I was wondering if you were in a ditch at like 20 minutes, and then at like 22, I hit a breaking point.
Well, I have a question from Pajama Prime that he asked on February 17th, 2011, and it's got multiple questions in it, so this should be real fun. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
All right.
If we knew what the questions were, we may be more pumped.
You're going to know right now. His question says, hey, V, and follow members. Sorry, I misread that already. Take two. His question says, hey, V, and fellow members of the WTF and TFW team, PJP in the his house to ask y'all some questions. Number one, BAM! All caps with 2 exclamation marks. That's the question. What do you guys think? Omegas, we're waiting for your input here. Thank you.
Really?
That wasn't
really?
Actually, no, that was just how the question began, but I wanted to see what you guys would do.
That's your reply? I thought you were.
It's a cliche answer.
I think you're talking to Omegas. You're talking to me now. I think you're talking to me. You're talking to Omegas. I don't know what's going on here anymore.
I looked at Omegas on the Skype thing. You couldn't tell.
I wasn't paying attention.
He's staring right at me.
I was looking at myself in a mirror, just kind of kissing the air. Anyway, there's actually more to this question. I was funning you guys.
Oh, okay. Couldn't have guessed.
The question actually reads, quote, number one, BAM! BotCon and FunPub have announced that the exclusive set for 2012 will be a WTF a TFW themed set. What figure would you want your exclusive figure to be based on? How would it be colored? Would you be in the box or outside and sold with another team member? Aaron.
See, these are the type of questions that I would love more than just a split second thought.
Heyo!
I think that we would be an animated set.
That's how we started.
Yeah, we did really kind of start with animated. So who would I be out of animated then?
You should be Prowl, because that's your $90
Prowl.
Toy.
Prowl, yeah, because that's my $90 toy. Yeah, that's probably not a bad guess. Yeah, Prowl, the Samurai Prowl, though, because the traffic light is lame, although I do work more with traffic lights.
What if the traffic light car traffic light was remolded to be a podcasting kit?
Yeah, that's the add-in thing.
Boom.
It's like a little soundboard, and then the cable and the peg thing are a microphone, so he can hold a microphone.
Yeah. Okay, I've really got to, I don't mean to go second, but I've really got to roll right off of Aaron's, because his is his own embarrassing overpriced animated purchase from the year we started. So I'll go with one of those two, which would be, I would be a repaint thing, remold of animated Shockwave, because that's my overpriced stolen Chinese toy I bought.
What about then. Blitzwing?
I didn't
for
spend...
For your multiple personalities.
Yeah, but I didn't spend as much on him as I did on Shockwave. Shockwave's got two? What do you mean I have multiple? Wait a second. What do you mean I have multiple personalities? Why did it take me so long to catch on to that?
Because the personality that normally pays attention is not here right now.
Talking some yang on my brain. I'd want to be Shockwave so that, you know, there could be like the odd number version and the even numbered version for the two different robot modes. See, because I'm on both games.
I like that one better.
Yeah. That would be mine. And I don't know what accessories he'd come with. He'd come with all the editing equipment, because he does all the editing. Omegas, who would you be?
I don't have any ridiculously overpriced animated purchases.
Where
on my
were
belt.
You?
Yet again, showing how you're doing it wrong. Right?
Hey,
wrong. Wrong. For my own sense of sanity,
showing
wrong.
How you're doing it right.
I was on that bandwagon. I just wasn't going off the deep end like some of you.
How about a magma bulkhead? You want to buy a magma bulkhead?
Hey, yeah, $30 for it.
No, you know what? After one incident on this show, I think I have to champion Rekgar again. Rekgar should be a BotCon toy.
And it would come with a small Derek J. Wyatt just, like, punching you in the kidney. I was surprised you didn't just say Star Saber.
There's no Star Saber in animated.
This is the perfect time for remold redecos, BotCon time. Just make a whole
None
new toy.
None of them are remold worthy. None of them are worthy of being of Star Saber.
You can make a whole new toy. They can do that at BotCon, right? It's only a couple extra bucks.
Yeah. That bag set will only cost you, you know, $500.
You pay $400 for this deluxe and you like it.
Yeah, good times.
Except I would have to be the I would have to be the custom class figure.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
I want to be the most rare and the most exclusive limited
run. I
want
to be better than all of you.
Be the one that everybody gets super cheesed off on because it sells out in the initial melee. Because the website can't handle it. Nope, soapbox. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Everyone can get in the customs class if they pay attention. I don't know who the others would be, so I'm going to leave that open to them to answer this question on their own time, because I'm going to forget to ask them about it later. I would be in the box set, by the way. I don't know about Aaron.
Yeah.
I'd be the box set Voyager toy. I'd be like the Motor Master. Oh, man. That was a real egotistic thing to say. I'm sorry, everybody.
Just a little bit.
Following the guy that wants to be the rarest toy in the set, sure.
Yeah, but that also means that not many people are going to have an Omegas Prime toy. Do you want to be that exclusive?
He'll be the one that's like, well, I really didn't want that one anyway.
Oh, wow.
That's how I got through this set in Minerva. I really didn't want that anyway.
The burns come out fast and hard.
Plus, then, if you think about it, I mean, have they ever done a Voyager as the custom? It's been basics and deluxes.
Yes.
Unreasonable
expectations.
Okay. I'm referring to Vangelis here, who wanted a full Star Saber, full new mold here.
Yeah, but I'm completely unrealistic and naive. And completely unaware of myself.
What is realistic about a WTF at TFW BotCon set?
Everything! We're bigger than Primus! I'm trying to get all Beatles now. No religious discussion. Question number two. Quote, number two, colon. Except there's no colon, it's a half bracket. Half parentheses, in fact. After getting your WTF at TFW set from BotCon, I paraphrase there, What third-party add-on kit would you like made for your specific figure? A trailer? An armor add-on? A BFG? Spelled BFG? A different...
Big friggin' gun.
I don't know what you're talking about. A different head to make your figure more G1 accurate? Have fun with this question, guys. Talk at you later. P.S. Please save this question for the other team to answer as well. I leave that up to them to remember. P.P.S. V, you still owe me a Coke, lol. Tell me about it when we're at TFCon, because I keep forgetting, and then you don't tell me. Except you do, and then I forget about it, because you're not on my case. I owe Pajama Prime a Coke. So, let it be known right now. Aaron, what was your third-party add-on?
Well, that probably would be the sound setup then. Save the remolding costs. For BotCon, they're going to do the heads. And if they're the WTF at TFW set, then the heads are going to be something that's kind of our heads.
Not necessarily. They might be.
I don't think I have a weird squinched up face with a super long chin.
I want to look like Scarlett Johansson in my Decepticon mode.
So that, and then maybe like a chair and a desk for each of the podcasters to sit at, because that's how I assume all the other people that do podcasting do it. You're not like standing up and staring at.
I'm ambulating wildly while I stand up and hop up and down, of course.
Jeez, I'm in my bathtub. I don't know what you people are talking about.
Who doesn't?
Okay, so then it sounds like we have our add-on kits then. Aaron has a desk like any reasonable person. Omegas is in a bathtub just waiting to end it with all the electronics near water.
And I come with a room?
Pogo stick.
A pogo stick. I want my alternate Scarlett Johansson head.
And I want to see the guy who can pose the Vangelis figure on the pogo stick.
I'll do it.
There's a challenge.
Send me an advanced copy free to review and I'll do it.
Well, the trick is you get one of the Figma stands and you just jam the stick down in the...
That's
Wait,
cheating.
I want to change mine. I want Shh. Mine to be the Figma Segway. Because then I can say that because Seth isn't here to say it, so I can steal his idea. Actually, I want mine to be a limited run of whatever else you guys get so that it's always going to be a case where I'm stealing somebody else's idea. Okay, Omegas, what do you want a bathtub, or are you gonna argue this?
No.
No, bathtub's fine. Thanks.
It's a Rekgar figure. He's got one on his back already.
Oh.
No, yeah, it just kind of makes it redundant if he did. I would imagine it would have to include some kind of camera on a tripod with a little mini hotshot figure that can fit in Rekgar's hand, and he's got hands that could hold horrible toys, little tiny mini versions. So basically, my add-on kit would be a bunch of world's smallest figures.
Our add-on kits are pretty mild. We're all aiming for like iGear Cuphead style things. I'm impressed. We're not overreaching our bounds in this mysterious world where we're getting our own toys.
Yeah.
I want a 24 karat gold wing pack.
Too late. You're getting a bathtub.
Ah.
With hot shots in it. There you go.
Bathtub of hot shots. There you go.
I'd love to jump into one of those. It'd make a really cool noise.
And bleeding.
lots of bleeding and Axel Zuka's firing off in every direction.
Oh, I'd love it. That would wake me up. Thank you for your question, Pajama Prime. Before we end, actually, just based off that, I want to talk. This reminded me of a rumor I wanted to get your guys' input on. So, mysterious sudden topic here. There's actually a picture out now about this rumor, so it's getting more solidified. But there's ever since we were at BotCon, there's been a rumor of the mysterious third party. Nobody knows who it is that is going to make a Menasor combination set for the BotCon Stunicons. Which would in theory also work for the original versions of those molds in their original paint jobs, however it is that you have them. Which basically means a whole bunch of Autobots combining with Lockdown for some reason. So what do you guys think about this? Because I was looking at that picture which insinuates that the whole thing's some kind of trailer for Motormaster, and I'm looking at the toys and I'm looking at the mock-ups people have done, and I'm kind of like, you know, it could work, and I'm very interested to see what they do, but I think there's also just a high chance of it not working because these are toys that were entirely unintended to combine with anything. Some people have made the case that the Fans Project Bruticus proves it can work. Thing is, Fans Project Bruticus is using toys that had existing combiner ports in them. It just had to build onto those combiner ports. These things have nothing on them that is designed to combine. So this is a totally different science, in my opinion. I want to see how it turns out, but
it does have the advantage of being Menasaur. I mean, if you're going cartoon accurate, then all you need is a blank robot to just
slot the cars into.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. It gets a big do not want out of me.
Mm.
I always feel weird doing third-party things on top of BotCon stuff.
Well, I mean, on the bright side, these are toys that are very easy to get a hold of in a non-BotCon format, so you can at least test it out.
Well, then, I mean, if they do two series of them where one's maybe, I don't know, could you do a quasi, like, Defensor?
Well, again, this then hits the problem of, like, why would Lockdown be combining with a bunch of Autobots?
Yeah, well, he's a bounty hunter, so he's kind of a mercenary, so they paid more.
Or he showed up with the trailer and he's like, hey, listen, we can all use this provided I can be a limb.
Yeah.
I would want it to be a leg.
I want to punch someone with my whole body.
Because that's where I say, like, I'm cool with it happening because it's not like you have to risk your BotCon toys just to try it out. It's not like with Crazy Devi stuff where you have to risk a G1 toy. This one, you can risk some junker animated toys you might have got on sale. So
yeah.
And specifically, as far as I recall, Lockdown and possibly Jazz were pretty easy to find in those later revision cases that just had a bunch of toys.
Yeah, there may still be some at My Toys R Us.
Yeah, and so like the only real risk is that you'll have to use an RC and a Rodimus, which are not that impossible to find anymore, but are still a bit harder to find than Lockdown and Jazz. Nonetheless, I mean, if it turns out, I'm going to say that's cool. And I'll give it a shot, but I'm just also very ready for it not to turn out, but I am still very interested in it. I don't mind that it's, you know, as far as I can tell, it's also going to be completely breaking any kind of concept that Derek Wyatt and Marty Eisenberg may have had in mind. It's going to be, you know, completely unofficial. It may even not even look aesthetically proper at all. There's a whole lot of reasons why it might not turn out that well. But I'd love to see what happens when you actually try to put out a kit that takes toys that do not combine at all and makes them combine. It's what I wanted to see someone try to do with the Voyager and Deluxe Constructicons from Revenge of the Fallen, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't even release all of them, but just, you know, take all the ones that there are and build a frame to combine them together and plug a head in and just see what happens. Like, if you're going to do it for this Menasaur, it's the same concept at the end of the day. So, you know, go forth, do your best. If it's not too expensive, I might even buy it just for, you know, the novelty of it. But I would not expect the world out of this, because this is a real heavy undertaking that may not seem as heavy as it actually is to some folks. But, like, if it comes out and it looks okay, do you think you guys might pick it up? Or are you just not that interested in having an animated Menasaur?
Not that interested in having an animated Menasaur. Didn't happen in the comic book.
That's
the show.
Yeah, that's going to be the big mark against it, I think, no matter what it does, is that it never happened.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, the only combiners were the Autobot twin dudes, and even they were kind of, So animated doesn't really have combiner tech until it's actually said so.
Omegas.
So it can't exist in continuity, therefore there's no need to even answer the question.
You really just cranked up the comic book voice on that one.
Yes, I did. And I didn't know why.
Passive exist in the continuity.
I believe the Autobots created a combining robot, thank you.
Omegas, are you going to pick up one of these sets to go with your animated Stunticons?
Oh, sure. Because I've got three sets just lying around. I can afford to lose one.
I've got a spare set. You can buy it if you want.
You don't want to know how much.
Tapped on money right now.
What if
sounds like that's your fault.
Would you pick up this set just to see what happens if you plug it together with the other animated toys in different color schemes? Like, just to see what the result is?
Well, it's if it's got a, if the way it has to be constructed, there's a very real possibility this will be a full figure on its own. It's just going to have a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cool idea, and so many props for actually trying it. But
that's what worries me about this, because if that's the way it has to combine, then it's going to be, like, how big is that toy going to be? And, you know, we're talking $70 for a deluxe-size presser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a frame that is as tall as a Voyager sitting on a deluxe vehicle mode, probably. So at least 9 inches tall, I would think. I don't know. I want to see how it turns out. I am not going to poo-poo this thing as a concept. I'm just going to say that they have a hell of a lot of work ahead of them if this is going to turn out in any sellable form. And I certainly hope that they've prototyped pretty far before announcing this, because it's going to take them a while, I think, to figure this out. That said, looking forward to seeing the results. And there's another thing in here. What's this Easy Collection Thundercracker? Oh.
I want all blind packs.
I want one.
So if you want to start collecting your Seekers, you've got to buy an entire box just to get the one.
Do any of these other ones look any different?
There's a little difference on a couple of them.
Megatron has no orange. That's Bumblebee, but we already had a Bumblebee.
But Bumblebee's not in gold, so that would be like the old version of that mold.
Yeah, Bumblebee's got some extra yellow on the leg.
I like that they just stuck Jazz in, because they're like, all right, look, Jazz really does go with these toys.
Well, it's kind of weird. You got no Hound there.
And they left Prowl out, and he's a new mold.
Yeah. Hound and Prowl get shoved off for two more movie toys that make no sense in this set.
Well, the set shows, the box that it shows, it's PAX is 12, and they're showing 8, so it will be oddly packed as well.
Yeah.
But it shows a classic style and a movie style Autobot on the box.
It's
so,
the Easy Collection Chronicle Legends set.
Yeah. So they're not saying that it's got to be one or the other.
Hmm.
How long do you think we got until the Thundercracker becomes like the same cost as an entire box?
Oh, it's the
as
new
soon as it releases.
Now that the Bicon Thundercracker has lost value, this is the new Thundercracker.
Poor Skywarp, man. Why is it always got to be Thundercracker?
Hey, Skywarp got a ton of toys. I mean, how long did Thundercracker go without one?
But why is Thundercracker always got to be the desirable one is the thing that's always hard to get, or the one in a whole set that you want to get. Like, even in at this year's BotCon, Thundercracker comes back. He's like, guess what? Now I'm Action Master Thundercracker, and I'm a BotCon exclusive again. Haha, I got a gold-plated head.
So a box of these is looking to be 6,300 yen.
That's about $70.
Yeah, by the ordering it from eHobby. They're saying individually on eHobby's page that it links to is 525 yen per.
But blind packed.
So odds are you'd want to buy the whole case and crack them open and then...
Like, ideally, if there's 8 of them...
That way.
So if you're going to get 4 dupes, ideally the dupes will include a Thundercracker, but I suspect if they're doing dupes that are... Like, if it's entirely randomly 12 and you're not even guaranteed a set, that's going to be one thing, but you know how they tend to do these.
Yeah.
So let's say that there's a guaranteed ratio where you get one of each. If they do guaranteed dupes, I bet the dupes are just going to be the Optimuses and Megatrons.
Yeah. That, or it'll be the old... What was that? The PVCs of where if you bought a whole like shipping case of them, you were guaranteed to get one of each of the chases, depending on which.
Oh God, I forgot
if it
about
was
those.
Case 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 1 through 6, or whatever. So everybody wanted the one that had the 2 chases in the box, and that one, if you could guarantee that was it, you'd get like 4 times your money off
those
of it.
Those were the dark ass days of chasing PVCs.
Yeah.
I remember doing that for World's Smallest Toys. That was not fun.
Yeah, that trailer was like, you need someone killed. Is that the price going to be? Well, I got 2 people I really don't like.
I got the trailer in a blind pack.
Okay.
I got the trailer in a blind pack.
I didn't want to pay the like $90 for that little miniature trailer that I saw once. And I was like, no, I'm not even going to look. If that's what somebody thinks a reasonable price is, I don't need to look. I'm done.
Flip their dealer table over. Yeah. Like, I'm out of here. And I broke all your shit.
I think that was at the New Jersey show, the CyberCon show. And so I figure if I flipped a table in Jersey, I may get shot. But
sage advice.
Love you, Jersey guys.
I figured if I'd flipped a table in Jersey, I was going to get shot.
Hey, on the way to that convention, we did see an ambulance very slowly pulling up in front of a place that looked like the ambulance drivers didn't want to be at, so.
On that lovely note, why don't we bring the show to a close for this week? I have been Vangelis, he's been Aaron, and he's been Omegas, haven't you guys?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Except for when.
Most of the time. Yeah. Most of the time.
Oh. And I'm going to head off to Seattle tomorrow, so I got to go and finish doing all the stuff I was going to do before I headed to Seattle. And while I'm in Seattle, I'm going to be with friends the entire time, but I might be able to make the time. I'm figuring out I might be able to bus to a Northridge Mall where they got a Target and a Toys R Us. So I'm going to see if I can find either some Creo or some Leader Ironhide action while I'm over there. And then I'll let you know what happened next week, where I'm going to come back going like, they didn't have nothing. It sucks. I hate Washington. But I don't. I love Washington State. They're right across the water. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, that's been us, and we'll talk to you later. Mwah!
Bye!
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.